True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome in to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're happy that you are with us here this morning, and we're covering lots of stuff for you. We've got Todd Pyro from Fox and Friends First coming up in just a couple of minutes, and of course it is 2A Tuesday. We'll get to our friend Joe at the Range St. Louis West to talk more about the Responder Rescue ATF raffle and the nice prize that they have donated to go along with that. Remember, text the word responder to 33100 to buy your tickets today. I'm going to be helping them pick three winners tomorrow at around noon, so you want to get your tickets today. Share it with your friends and family. Let's support Responder Rescue every way that we can. So all that's still coming up for you this morning. Right now, though, I want to talk a little bit more about the MTG resignation. The news broke the other night, and that she's stepping down after the first of the year. Marjorie Taylor Greene, that is, supposedly after her blowout with President Trump. Some interesting things going on in the background of this. When I saw this story, I wanted to get Eben Brown on here from Fox News Radio to enlighten us a little bit. Eben, how are you?
Good morning.
Great to have you on again. And, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's made a lot of headlines the last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, she certainly has, hasn't she?
not the least of which is that she's going to step down, I think, January 6th, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've been told that her congressional pension becomes official effective January 3rd.
I believe that is, I don't know the exact dates. I think she's stepping down the 7th.
Okay.
Whatever it is. The point is that, yeah, I think that is the case, that she is stepping down as soon after she is vested in the congressional pension, which I'm told, by the way, since she will only have served 5 years, isn't really all that much, but maybe she feels, hey, might as well get it for my trouble.
Absolutely. I think anybody in their right mind would probably do that. But again, if you're going to quit in a huff, but you have to set a date 3 weeks out, I mean, I don't know. Maybe that you can read something into that.
Well, money's money.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what is the speculation here? I mean, she wanted to run for Senate in Georgia. The president told her, look, I've looked at the numbers. You're not going to beat John Ossoff down in Georgia. We need a different candidate down there. I mean, did that fuel her argument with the president here?
I think it certainly is. I think she is someone who has given full-throated support to President Trump in the past, and consistently so. He is telling her something she doesn't want to hear, and that is, you can't win this race. And I don't think that anyone looking at that soberly thinks that that's a crazy statement to make. She is someone who has only won races in a congressional district, which is comparatively geographically small and often ideologically homogeneous, let's say.
Okay, yes.
So it's not very well, the congressional districts are often not that diverse in terms of thought and politics and whatnot. The more local you get, the more you get to dealing at the neighborhood level, the more people you know, kind of share a lot of the goals and values and ideas and whatnot. And so there's just a overarching belief that what plays well in the congressional district in Northwest Georgia, which includes Rome, would not play well in Atlanta, would not play well perhaps in, you know, some of the other cities, which are, names are escaping me at the moment, but, you know, Savannah and whatnot. So, yeah, it makes it hard to win a statewide race, and she's not polling well. So what are statewide races? It's races for Senate. It's races for governor. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, there are 51 statewide races, if you will, for president, right? You've got the 50 states and D.C., or more accurately, 46 states, four commonwealths in D.C. And you have to win statewide in order to win the, you know, the bulk of the electoral college votes, right? So she doesn't have a lot of prospects, is what President Trump is saying. And instead of taking that you know, soberly, she's taken it personally, and she's making her displeasure known. And she has stated in her reasons for resigning is that she's not getting the support she once got from the president, despite her steadfast support of him. And therefore, she's not going to continue. She's got other things to do with her life.
Well,
she says.
Could that be running for president? I hear that there's some speculation that could happen. I don't personally see that. You know,
she herself
happening.
Has shot that. She herself has shot that down. And like I said, you know, running statewide races is what you have to do for presidents for a presidential run. Now she's saying she's not going to do that because she doesn't want to sell out to different interests to be able to raise the money. That's fine to say in November before a midterm year begins. But I would say let's revisit what she says or any other person says, you know, probably in the summer before you have to get ready to go to Iowa and New Hampshire, because that's when things are really game on.
Well,
right now.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is that if she doesn't have a chance of winning the Senate race, she probably has a longer shot of doing anything in the presidential side. But if you can raise enough money to get to the first debates, you do get a nationwide platform, and people are tuning in to hear your point of view. And so maybe that's what she's after here. I just don't know.
Well, there's some of that. And you also have to remember this. President Trump's time in the limelight is finite. Okay, he's not running for a third term. He's not really going to be on the ballot, despite that he may anoint someone who is as his official successor, whoever that might be. But he himself is gone. The star power will be gone. The draw will be gone. And the Trump coalition, if we're going to call it that, is already looking, going, well, you know, what's in it for us beyond this? And there's different groups of different Republicans who have normally been warring with each other for decades. And they're all looking at, you know, what's next, because once President Trump is gone, they're probably thinking it's back to business as usual, as the infighting Republican Party has always been. That's probably what is being eyeballed more than anything. And people are saying, hey, it's no longer in it for there's nothing in it for me to support President Trump anymore if I don't really actually support him. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is probably part of that. Thomas Massie is part of that. You know, there's a segment of Republicans that takes great umbrage at President Trump's steadfast support of Israel, and they are being a bit more bold about it now.
Yeah, very true. Evan Brown, great having you on. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good to get him on. Maybe MTG will go into the stock trading business. I hear she's done quite well.
I saw someone commenting about that.
that she's gonna go into the Nancy Pelosi stock trade business because of, reportedly her investments have done well.
Maybe she'll ask a shadow. She'll be like, can you teach me all your tricks, Nancy?
I cannot see those two having lunch together.
No,
I
would enjoy seeing them sit down for lunch together.
I don't think Marjorie has changed as much as people like The View would like you to believe. She's changed.
Yeah, they took credit for it, and they invited Trump to speak on their show.
They want he might do it. Would that not be must-see TV?
Oh, he probably would do it just to troll them. He probably would sit there and say, oh, don't you know I'm running for a third term, just to rile them up and, you know, stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah, go to cut one real quick for us there, Ethan, and just let the people hear this.
One of the things that Trump attacked her on was coming on The View. So I, you know, he apparently that was like the last nail
in
the coffin.
Really, that really hurt her a lot. So I'd like to take moment to invite Trump to come on.
I don't think he'd do it because they would finally have some ratings for a change. And he would not want to give them that win because everybody would tune in to watch him roast them. There's no doubt about that. And I truly believe somebody like Whoopi Goldberg might stroke out if Donald Trump was on set with. I bet she would refuse to walk out of the dressing room.
She'd have to sit really far away. I have to sit at least 50 feet from him.
All right, quick break here. We've got Todd Pyro coming up from Fox and Friends First. We'll find out what Todd's got going on, and we will not talk to him about his fantasy football league picks. I promise you that. Bottom of the hour, Joe's going to join me from the range, St. Louis West, to talk more about that beautiful handgun that they are donating that some lucky winner is going to win around noon tomorrow in our Responder Rescue ATF raffle. That's the firearms part of the ATF raffle. We'll talk to him about that at about 7:35.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Back in a minute.
All right. Wanting to see if he can pull off a full white tuxedo. It is our friend, the host of Fox and Friends First, Mr. Todd Pyro.
Welcome back, my good woman.
Thank you.
How is everything?
Good. Baby's 3 months old now.
Oh, my gosh. It's been 3 months already.
3 months. Oh, I know.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is just going to be a private talk between you and me.
I'll tell you all the details. Mark, did you just want to
I'm
go ahead and leave?
I'm staying out of it. No, I'm just going to stay out of it.
Todd, we were talking this morning that you were rocking a white tuxedo, and you put it on your Instagram.
Is there a problem, officer?
You look like the Good Humor Man. What was the purpose of that?
Okay, that's one take. My cousin-in-law said I look like I belonged in the Hunger Games.
Oh, I can
yeah,
see
that's
that.
True.
That's
yeah,
pretty
yeah.
accurate.
That's probably true.
He said something to a cameraman that I'm definitely not going to say on air. See, now I censor myself because of the whole bleep incident.
Yeah, she wasn't here for that.
Does St. Ange know about the bleep?
She does not.
I don't think so.
She does not. It got bleeped everywhere. The drop. We hit the drop button when Todd said it. We got him all fired up about his fantasy football picks at work, and he dropped a bomb on us. And we dropped it. We hit the drop button, but it still went out over the socials. So our Facebook listeners and all that stuff got
of all the people I would think you'd have to use the bleep button for. Right. Todd Pyro would not be the first person.
Oh, you don't know him very well.
No, I don't. Yeah. I guess
all of the socials. Everybody on socials literally grabbed their pearls at the same time. It was something else.
Oh, Todd, I have to tell you, in the 80s, I wore a white tux to a prom one time.
Oh, God.
With a blue cummerbund and a blue bow tie. And you wear it better, my friend.
Successful for you.
not necessarily.
you sound like the candlestick right now from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, interesting. That's a great point. Like that.
Yeah.
The real reason is the Fox Nation Christmas special. And last year, I decided we needed to beef up my appearance. So I wore a regular tux. And I said that was a good amount of formality for the magnitude of the moment. I wanted to meet the moment. I said, what's more fancy? How can I up myself this year? And I said, white tux. Next year, I'm going to get clean. Well, if they let me do this thing again next year, I'm thinking to go in the same white tux, only a combo red and green bow tie.
Ooh, nice. That'll pop on TV for sure. I have to wear a tux for the first time in a couple of years, well, probably since my daughter's wedding. We have an event here, Todd, every Thanksgiving Eve called Guns and Hoses, where the local firefighters and police officers box each other. They train for it. They box each other. Either the red or the blue corner wins. And this year, our radio station's part of it, and I get to be down there in the ring interviewing the winners of the boxing matches, and I had to go rent a tuxedo, which is the first time in years. No idea how expensive it was to rent one of those things days.
Neither am I. How much? Because, again, I just go to Fox.
Oh, that's true.
I snap my
fingers,
and then magically it appears in my office. A very important person with many leather-bound books. How much did it cost?
Is it? Wait, let me guess. I was going to say $200.
$260.
Okay, I was going to guess
just $200. Just
to rent the tuxedo. Of course, they try to talk you into buying one if you're going to rent it for that much. And I'm like, no, because I'm getting reimbursed for this. I have no reason to have a $300 tuxedo hanging in the closet. I don't know when I'd ever wear it again. So,
interesting. This is good to know for the next time I have a wedding to go to and I need a different tux, like in the blue category or light pink.
Right.
This is good to know. This is good information.
This reminds me of Dumb and Dumber, where they wore the like pastel, orange and the blue suits.
I mean, that was, I'm thinking, a few years down the line with the hat, but not next year. Now, I want to ease into this transition there, St. Ange.
That's funny. So what are the Thanksgiving plans here, Todd? Are you working through the holiday? What are you doing?
Yeah, I got to work. I'm doing the Fox and Friends Thanksgiving morning. We don't have a Fox and Friends first on Thanksgiving.
Okay, nice.
So I'm going to do the other show because, I mean, people have families and stuff. People need to travel. I'm, local for me. This is called dinner or in our case, late lunch. So it's really not a big deal to me. It's the people I see all the time. Christmas is my jam, so I really focus on Christmas, if you know what I mean.
Yes, with the little ones. That'll be fantastic.
How about you guys?
Yeah, we get Thursday and Friday off. It's a company holiday, so that's going to be nice for us, particularly for Kim. Monday, yesterday, was her first day back to work, so she has a shortened week, and then she gets another long holiday.
Planned
well,
it that way.
She has a newborn.
That's true.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. Can we take that clip, and I'll just send it to Mark, and we just replay it over
Hey,
and
I'm
over
happy
again.
For you. I think it's very smart.
Mark's a demanding boss. What
yeah,
are you telling
yeah, oh, my gosh. You would couldn't even tell you the stories, Todd.
Oh, Todd, have we talked since I broke my ribs?
No.
So I don't remember if I told you the story or not, but 3 weeks ago I went hunting, duck hunting, and I fell into a duck blind, which is down in the ground, and I broke 6 ribs on the left side of my body. So I've been...
How deep is a blind?
About 6 feet. You normally stand down in it to hunt, but it was foggy that day, so we were hunting above... up on the ground so we could see the ducks. And I forgot the hole was there, and I stepped right into it.
So. Isn't that always the way? You always forget the hole is there.
I know.
It's gonna get you in trouble.
Complete klutz move on my part, but I've been sleeping in a recliner for the better part of the last 3 weeks because I couldn't lie flat because my ribs hurt so much. So,
here's the important question.
Yes.
Did you shoot any ducks?
We did. We got four ducks before I went down.
What do you do with them? Do you eat them? Because I love duck.
Well, in this particular case, they got donated to my buddy who was hunting because I had to go to the emergency room. So I'm assuming he ate them, yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
A l'orange, or do you do something fancy? Like, duck what do you confit? Do? I'm curious.
What, I don't even know what duck confit is. I just know that's a thing.
I generally eat it and have other people prepare it. I'll have to be honest with you. I'm not the one that would normally cook that. But I like the orange duck. I think that's good. Yeah.
All right. Love duck. I thought you were going to say, like, you know, I'm normal. I just eat it raw. Like, I rip the head off the duck like Ozzy Osbourne, God rest his soul, and God rest the soul.
That was a bat.
Duck.
Bite right into it.
And then I just go to town. Take that.
Oh, no. Buddy. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Don't work too hard.
You too. Enjoy.
Yep. Talk to
Welcome
you soon.
Back.
Thank you.
All right. See you, Todd. Todd Pyro there up in New York this morning. We got a lot of good information out of
it. What do I title that chapter? How to Destroy a Duck?
Yeah.
Rip its head off?
Yeah, or a bat. Either one. All right, coming up, 2A Tuesday. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back. As those of you who listen know, it is a Tuesday morning, so this is the time we get to 2A Tuesday. We're going to do that in just a minute. But first, there's a little bit of breaking news here that I had not seen yet. And maybe I missed it at the top of the hour, but I don't think so. The Daily Mail has this headline right now. Ukraine has agreed to the peace deal brokered by Trump, according to a U.S. official. This is a new report that's out. The Ukrainians have agreed to the peace deal. The U.S. official told ABC News there are some minor details to be sorted out, but they have agreed to the peace deal. And I would assume that we're going to hear more about this throughout the course of the morning. Dan Driscoll is one of the guys, U.S. Army Secretary, that was working on this, and he's in the United Arab Emirates with a Russian delegation. And apparently Zelensky is currently traveling to the United States. So maybe there may be some news breaking on this today as the morning goes on. So I just wanted to bring that to you. If we get more details before the show's over, we will bring it to you, of course. Let's get to 2A Tuesday.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday. Brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right. We could not do the Responder Rescue ATF raffle without our friends from the Range St. Louis West. And Joe Azim joining us this morning from the Range. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing well, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for all your help with the graphics and everything that you guys have posted up there on your website as well and all of the support here so far.
Absolutely. No, happy to support a great organization like Responder Rescue.
Well, we're going to be out at the range tomorrow at noon, noon-ish, and I'll go live on Facebook, and we will hit the button and let the computer pick three winners for these great prizes. Now, one of them is a handgun that you guys have been nice enough to donate there at the range. You'll handle the transfer and all for the person who wins that prize. Tell people a little bit about that CZ pistol.
Yeah, no, 100%. So we're giving away a CZ P10S as part of the raffle. For your listeners, CZ is a brand. They're really well known in the competitive shooting space. The firearm itself, it's a true workhorse. So it's famous for, you know, it's trigger. It's got really good ergonomics. The firearm comes standard with flush fitting 12 round magazines. So it makes it a really good concealed carry pistol that's available on the market today.
Yeah, valued at about $500. So somebody tomorrow will be lucky enough to win that. I'll just mention, text the word responder to 33100, and you can buy your tickets very easily right through your phone. If you go to our website, 971talk.com, or if you go to the range website, therangestl.com, there's also a link on there where you can get to the raffle as well. But that text is probably the best method. Now, the other great thing that they've set up through
through that is that if you share on social media after you buy tickets, Joe, people can get bonus tickets, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So if you share, you know, the links via social media, if a friend refers you and they enter in the raffle, you get free entries that way. So so definitely some free entries available to your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your help with that. And of course, the site that we're using to set all this up, all the money just goes directly to Respond to Rescue. We will present them with a final check. We're trying to boost those numbers because I'm a little behind where I was this time last year. So I'm hoping people will be as generous as possible. We put a little sweetener in there, Joe. The person that donates the most, and if there's more than one, we're going to have to flip a coin. So I'm hoping they'll go in and buy an extra ticket or two today. The person that donates the most, Tony Twist, the blues legend, is agreed to go to dinner with them. I'll go along, the folks from Respond to Rescue. So you'll get treated to a very nice dinner and to show our appreciation for your support for this raffle.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought it was big of him to do that. So just a quick reminder, there's a bourbon basket. I call it a basket. It's far more than a basket. I couldn't fit it all in a basket. I've got some great bourbons in there, a Rip Van Winkle, which is worth about $1,000 secondary, Weller 12, Weller Antique 107. There's a bottle of Blanton's in there. My friends at Lore Wine and Spirits have kicked in a bunch of bourbon and rum and moonshine, which is fantastic. Stolock from Stone Ledge Distillery, they're throwing in a tasting for 10 people. That's worth almost $300. So many nice people have donated to that. You could probably stock your entire bar with what that winner is going to get. And then the other one, of course, a $1,000 package from Lit Cigar Lounge. So we couldn't have done any of this without the Rains. They've been a great partner with us for years, and I just want to thank you guys for all that you do. I know that Black Friday is coming up. Tell people about some of the specials you guys have going at the Range right now.
Yeah, no, Mark, it's funny you mentioned Black Friday. Your listeners are actually hearing it first here this morning. So we've decided to go ahead and actually kick off our Black Friday sale early.
Okay.
So we're going to kick it off today when our doors open up at 10 a.m. So our Black Friday sales are going to go live. So we're talking 20% off our AR parts wall, 20% off pistol and rifle dot optics that we have in stock. So everything from major brands like Holosun, Trijicon, Aimpoint, Sig Sauer, and then 25% off, you know, in stock pistol, rifle magazines. I could go on and on, but we don't have enough time. Like you mentioned, if your listeners head to therangestl.com, there's the Responder Rescue Raffle that they can enter through our website. Just below that is a link to all of our Black Friday deals, so they can check that out on the site. But really encourage everyone to get in the store while supplies last.
Yeah, and you know, I'll mention, because we mentioned it last year, I know you can get discounts on classes too, and that's a great stocking stuffer for somebody who's an active who likes to shoot, is active in the shooting sports, or maybe a beginner who wants to take that beginning handgun class.
That's right. That's 100% correct. For folks, you know, one thing about the Range, some of our listeners may not know, we're a world-class training facility. So not only do we obviously have a range and we sell firearms, but we have a great training staff, a great training team. So if you're looking to, you know, really up your skills, we can provide that for you.
I'm guessing here that you're getting an increased interest in suppressors because, correct me if I'm wrong, but January 1st, that $200 tax fee goes away, right?
That is correct. Come Jan 1, that $200 tax stamp goes away. You'll still have to register it with the federal government, but that tax burden will go away. So suppressors have become very popular. We have a lot of different suppressors from a lot of different brands in stock for folks to check out.
Well, it sounds good. Listen, Joe, couldn't have done any of this without you. Thanks to you and John Henderson and everyone else at the Range. And we'll see you tomorrow around noon.
Absolutely. Thank you for your support, Mark. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll talk soon. The Range St. Louis West, 14803 Manchester Road out in Baldwin. Like I said, we'll be in there around noon. The computer picks the winners, so it is completely random. It's not me or somebody else picking a piece of paper out of a box. It's a computer generated. It randomly picks three winners. First name drawn will have their choice of the three prizes, and then so forth and so on. and you just have to get your entry in by noon tomorrow, probably, I would imagine, is the cutoff. But they're only a dollar a piece. So you have to buy a minimum of 10, but you're getting 10 chances at one of these three great prizes. So I hope people will find it in their hearts to open up their wallets and donate today. All the money going to Respond to Rescue. So I'm very happy, very, very proud of what they do over there.
It's a great organization. So like you said, you know, you're helping out a good cause. If I'm remembering correctly, the last couple of years, it's really impressed me in the final hours before you did the drawing, people really, really, you know, were willing to say, hey, I'd like to support this cause and obviously win some great prizes too.
I hope they do, because we're behind right now. We're behind our pace from last year. I blame it on me having to take a week off with broken ribs, and I wasn't here to pump it every day and promote the raffle, and we're a little bit behind this year. But thanks to all of you who have donated, and if you find it in your heart, you can feel free to throw a few more dollars at it. Responder, just text Responder to 33100. If you're on the socials, we've got that running along the bottom of the screen there in font, so you can see what some of the prizes are. Kim, what are you whimming about today?
We've talked about how the ratings for a lot of these late night talk show hosts are basically in the toilet.
Yes.
And we could probably speculate why, but Jay Leno did a very recent interview, and he talks about the one change that he made to his stand-up comedy tour that drove his ticket sales up by about 30%.
Oh, cool. We'll get to that coming up.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Kim on a whim.
I remember as a kid watching The Tonight Show with my family. It was just appointment TV for us. You know, when you still had to wait for the commercials and you had to actually go through the guide and pick whatever you wanted to watch and wait for it. You didn't get to binge it. It's just sad.
It's awful. They still do that. They're doing that with Landman right now, not to interrupt, but you have to wait till every Sunday at 7 o'clock to watch the next Landman. Just drop the show and let me watch it, please. I'm going to have to watch the ads anyway.
Let you binge it for 3 hours straight on a Saturday.
I know.
Give the people what they want. That we want to be lazy, okay? It is really sad, though, when you think about the state of these late-night talk shows, because they're so irritating now to listen to. And yes, obviously, being conservative, I don't like listening to Jimmy Kimmel just hate on Donald Trump and hate on any other conservative. That is very irritating. It's the fact that it's so very one-sided that also I don't understand how they think that that is going to be effective, because when you look at the actual ratings, it's clear that whatever they're doing is not working.
Correct.
They've not been increasing in their ratings. In fact, the only host who was able to increase in ratings, or at least had the most increase, was Gutfeld.
It's true.
He led. He had total viewers 3.29 million. I mean, he's blowing everybody else out of the water. So, like I mentioned, I grew up watching The Tonight Show. Jay Leno was just the household name. And he was still doing some tours, right, doing his stand-up comedy. Right now, he's taking care of his wife, who has been diagnosed with an advanced stage of dementia, which is really sad. But anyway, he sat down for an interview with The Today Show, and he was talking about a change that he had made trying to increase ticket sales. Listen to him explaining this.
You know, I just took politics out of it. Yeah. I know ticket sales are up 20-30% just because nobody wants to be lectured. When you're on TV and you can play directly to your audience, mm-hmm. and there's a laugh track, and when you go to Indiana or Kentucky or any other place in the country, you're always going to have a third of the people who don't agree with you politically. Mm-hmm. So why even go there?
I hear what he's saying, that just take politics out of it, but I don't think that's the solution. People enjoy hearing the you know, comedic acts about the politicians. It's just making sure that it's both sides. Remember SNL when they started ragging on Kamala Harris?
I do.
That
I
was
do.
Funny because they can rag on Donald Trump and they can laugh about her. And it's funny. I can support Donald Trump and also make fun of some of the stuff that he does.
Leno,
because it's all lighthearted.
Leno didn't start it. He carried on the tradition. He told a few jokes that hit both sides. Johnny Carson, even in his monologues years ago, largely ignored the politics of it. I mean, if something big happened, I'm sure he was joking about it, but it wasn't a daily onslaught like you get from Jimmy Kimmel on hating the person that occupies the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And that you get that all the time. They're just driving people away.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to
care.
The networks allow it to happen. How many millions of dollars have they lost on Kimmel's show, probably, and they keep employing him? Why?
Why are people so interested in just hearing the same thing over and over and over again?
I don't know. I don't think they are. But I think what you end up with is a very one-sided audience there, right? And they're never discussing. They never have anybody on who's going to talk about the other side of the issue.
Right.
They don't.
So listen,
we try to do that.
Listen to this. It says The Late Night with Seth Meyers had an average 900,000 total viewers across its demo. Again, Gutfeld had, 3.29 million.
Oh,
looks
yeah.
like those are the correct numbers. I mean, that's wild. Now, Gutfeld is not... I don't watch Gutfeld enough to really know if he's consistently kind of ragging on both sides. Maybe it's just all the conservatives who feel like every single host is against Trump or against the conservatives. You know what I mean? So they're just looking for some outlet. That's why conservative radio is popular, because you turn on the radio like NPR, whatever, and you hear just liberal junk. And it gets really exhausting. And so people are looking for a voice to be like, yeah, that's how I feel. I'm not crazy.
Well, the thing, and I've said this before, the mainstream media has been controlled by the filters of the left for so long that when Limbaugh came out and did what he did, it was a refreshing breath of air. And people were like, that's what I've been looking for. Somebody who's going to give me a little different perspective than what I'm hearing from the mainstream media in this country. And it's what fueled conservative media, and it's what drives it today. Because you're still not hearing other thoughts, other points of view other than what the left wants you to hear. They hate RFK for it. They hate Trump for it. They hate anybody. They want to put disinformation czars in place to shut you down. Despite the First Amendment.
Don't they realize that the disinformation czars are also biased? I mean, we're all biased.
Of course they do, but...
Don't they realize that's not going to be effective because they'll be wearing the same lens? They're looking at the story through the same lens as the person who wrote the story. So therefore, how would it be any different? They're going to say, oh, yep, that looks great.
They just changed the names. It's semantics.
It really is semantics.
They try to redefine what is disinformation. Anything they disagree with is disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, basically.
Well, it's like when you're voting, you have to have a Republican and a Democrat, right? You have to have both parties represented when you're doing anything with the ballots to try to ensure fairness and that there's nothing shady going on. Obviously, oh, some on. Things could still fall through the cracks.
Middle of the night.
Well, there's that too, and that's a little bit different.
Bring in the extra ballots.
But that's maybe what they need to do for writing these news stories, is have someone who's liberal and conservative, and both of them get to look at the script.
Interesting.
Can you imagine them fighting over the wording
fights.
Of that?
There would be fist
black
fights
eyes
in the newsroom. I used to get a lot of pushback when I challenged them on some of that gobbledygook, for sure. Coming up in the next hour, you know he's in, Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. Coming up here at about 8:35. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.